I'm Madeline Brand in Los Angeles, and this is Day to Day. We have the most expensive healthcare in the world, and many people believe that means it's the best. But two new studies say that's not necessarily the case. Joining us to talk about these reports is Tess Vigeland of Marketplace in Los Angeles. Tess, how much does the U.S. spend on healthcare, and what does that get us?
Well, last year, healthcare spending totaled about $1.5 trillion. That's twice as much as they spent in Canada, England, Australia, and New Zealand. Those are all countries involved in a study of healthcare costs from the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health. This research was published in the journal Health Affairs. Analysts looked at things like vaccination rates, screenings for various diseases, and survival rates. And the U.S. just really didn't do any better than those other countries, despite all the money that we're throwing at healthcare. Now, that's not to say the system here is doing a bad job. It's just not the bastion of care we might think it is, as you mentioned. For example, the U.S. scored very well in breast cancer survival and tied with Canada for the lowest rate of smoking, but it did poorly in survival rates for asthma and scored dead last in survival after kidney transplants. So the question is, what are we getting for the money we're spending?
And another question, why doesn't higher spending result in better care?
Yeah, of course, that is the big question. Some attribute it to the fact that we have a very divided system here, with people on private insurance and people on public health services like Medicare and Medicaid. Paperwork and other overhead costs get some of the blame. Another study out today from the Rand Corporation points out that it also doesn't matter where you live. Even in cities with vaunted medical communities like Boston, patients don't always get the treatments and care that are recommended for their particular ailments. In fact, as a national average, about half the time they don't get those recommended solutions.
And what do the studies recommend as solutions?
Well, for one, a boost in the use of technology, not necessarily medical technology, but things like computers to keep track of patients and their medical records. Some hospitals and doctors still aren't doing that for reasons from tradition. Some 90% of doctors still use pen and paper to follow their patient progress, to the cost of computers. But the study argues that the costs of implementing more of that kind of technology are far less than the cost to fix mistakes and oversights because they didn't have those things. And the RAND study also points a finger at patients themselves, us. We all have to take responsibility for our own health care and work with our doctors to make sure that we're getting what we need. And today in the Marketplace Newsroom, summer is coming, so our high energy bills. We're looking at the Japanese model of coping by focusing on energy-conserving devices that cut costs.
Tess Vigeland of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business, and Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio. Thanks, Tess.
Thank you, Madeline.